today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's something of an abstracted vision of 1980s era synth pop.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my best album and song picks for
Rocktober.
My album of the month is a surprise release from a band known as Snowcaps. It's a one-off. It features the twin sisters Katie and Allison Crutchfield. Katie, of course, is better known as Waxahachie. MJ Letterman and Brad Cook are also part of the band. The Crutchfield sisters collaborated extensively in the early 2010s, especially in the band P.S. Eliot, before Katie started Waxahachie and Allison joined Anti Records as an A&R representative. While I love Waxahachie's recent releases that are more country-tinged, this is a nice return to her indie rock days from the 2010s. I suggest playing the song Coast. Song of the month comes from the Australian power pop band of Bel Air Lip Balms and is called If You've Got the Time. They just signed to Jack White's Third Man Records label. It's off of the band's album Again that also came out in October. The album itself is quite good. It has effortless swing to it that makes it really listenable to my ears. Jim or Patrick, I do suggest that in addition to playing a little bit of the beginning of the song, that you play the guitar solo that starts at around the second minute and 48 seconds of the track. That's it for me. I hope everyone's having a great fall so far, and I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks.
Thank you.
Hey there, this is Michael from Washington, D.C., a longtime listener, but not really much of a contributor. I wanted to call in with two selections from October 2025 new releases. One is a full length, and one is a single that might become something later in the process of the artist's evolution. The full length I wanted to talk about is Flock of Dimes' new album, The Life You Save. Flock of Dimes is the band of Jen Wastner. She is perhaps better known as the co-founder of Y-Oak. She's also been the member of Bon Iver on some occasions and contributed to albums by Sylvan Esso, Shearwater, and many other bands. She is originally from the East Coast, but now lives in Los Angeles. I've been following Flock of Dimes since 2016 when they put out the record If You See Me, Say Yes, which I would characterize as something of an abstracted vision of 1980s era synth pop. Beautiful record, wonderfully produced, much more poppy than the subsequent albums. The Life You Save is the third full-length album under the Flock of Dimes names. The prior one was 2021's Head of Roses, each album very distinct in style and tone. And the new album is thematically one with a coherent and somber tone of codependency and addiction. I saw Flock of Dimes at The Atlantis this week in a show that really showcased all this new material. Wastner's singing and lyrics have really never been better. The content of the record, it makes for some heavy listening at times, but the songs themselves are beautifully sung, beautifully written and produced. The piece that I would want to feature from the new record is either the song Long After Midnight, which she opened her set at The Atlantis with, or potentially the song Not Yet Free, but I'm going to go with Long After Midnight. It's a simple acoustic song that, if you watch the video that she produced for it, is unsparing in its portrayal of the way that a person whose loved one is succumbing to an addiction can end up supporting but also assisting the person in a slide towards ultimate darkness. It all sounds very heavy, but the song itself is beautifully produced, beautifully sung, and I'm a big Jen Wastner fan. I was never much of a listener to Y-Oak, but I've actually gone back and gotten more into their material following Jen Wastner's other solo career and her many collaborations.
Sorry, I don't care about the money life.
other song that I wanted to feature this month is a single released apparently without an album associated with it by the singer-songwriter named Mira Yom Tov Zeitlin, or Mira for short, M-I-R-A. I've been following Mira's career for a good quarter of a century. She emerged around 2000 from the Olympia, Washington scene, better known for the K Records label and the work of Microphones and Calvin Johnson. Initially, she came out with something of what you might call indie folk. It was definitely indie music produced in association with a lot of the Riot Girl movement of that era. But she comes out of the folk tradition, and many of her musical interests would explore both singer-songwriter material, but also she would touch on, over the course of her long career, everything from Argentine tango to jazz-influenced music to remixes to a wide array of collaborations in the indie circles, always sung with her distinctively gorgeous voice and a lyrical ambition that I've always admired, when she would touch on everything from environmental themes to romance to sexuality to spiritual themes. Her new music, which is just coming out so far as a single, are two very, very different songs that just emerged in October, one of which is the feature that I would like to include. It's a pop song, probably the most catchy material that she's produced in a very long time. It's called Catch My Breath, and it doesn't appear to be on any record. It may just be coming out as a standalone digital single. But I found it among the most upbeat and genuinely catchy things that she's ever done, because she is also extremely ambitious and definitely afraid of experimentation. She also released another song in October, which I'm going to mention, but it's very different. It's called Axial Procession, and it is genuinely speaking about the 26,000-year cycle of the stars and the poles, and it is literally an 8-minute-long song about astrology, with songs and lyrics that are dedicated to song to the stars in the sky and the constellations. But that's not where I want to go to this week. I would like to throw a little light on the song Catch My Breath, which is certainly the most upbeat thing that Mira has released in a very long time. And because everything is connected, it features bass, synthesizers, and electronics by Jen Wassner of Flock of Dimes. So she gets to appear twice as a collaborator and as a lead artist. And both are new songs and new material that came out in October that I would strongly endorse listeners to check out. Thanks so much. I think I might make a more regular habit of this in the future.
With you, I wanna know your feelings.
The album itself is quite good. It has effortless swing to it that makes it really listenable to my ears.